My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson, who represents the Buckeye State's 6th Congressional District. He joins me today to talk about what he sees as the immediate impact of some very recent new regulations aimed at energy, and particularly coal plants that produce energy for many different communities around the nation. He claims that a number of Obama regulations are already forcing a large number of plants just in his general area. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on today, Greg. This is a critically important issue, not only for my district, but for the state of Ohio, and I dare say our nation. The administration's regulations through the EPA have forced or are in the process of forcing utility companies to close down yet now another 6 coal-fired power plants in 3 states. We've got multiple coal-fired power plants in Ohio shutting down, and one of them in my district down in the Muskingum coal-fired power plant is going to cost over 100 jobs, and it's going to hurt our economy. That's hardworking people that are now going to be on the unemployment lines, and this is just ridiculous. The administration's war on coal is not good for America.
Congressman, explain what regulations have gone into effect and why they're having such a devastating impact.
Well, you've got the clean air emission regulations, the whole gamut of regulations from the EPA. You name it, from start to finish. Another one is this stream buffer zone rule that the Department of the Interior is trying to implement. They're trying to rewrite that rule that threatens to eliminate upwards of 27,000 coal and indirect coal related jobs and shut down coal production by as much as 50% across the country. And remember this, America gets about 45 to 50% of its energy from coal, and the state of Ohio gets about 87% of its energy from coal. It's just absolutely irresponsible to continue dumping these regulations onto the backs of businesses. They can't comply in the timelines that the regulatory agencies require them to. And even if they could, why would they go out and invest the millions of dollars to clean up their plants and put in clean coal technology when it's clear that the administration is trying to put the coal industry out of business? It just does not make sense.
Congressman, according to your materials here, it looks like about 500 jobs are going to be lost as a result of this from the 3 different states and these 6 plants.
That's right. That's across the board with those 6 plants. At the Muskingum coal-fired power plant, I believe the number is around 150 jobs that are going to be lost there, and that's right there in my neighborhood.
How will folks get power if these plants aren't in operation?
Well, that's a very good question, and I don't think the administration is putting out regulations without even thinking about the impact on hardworking Americans. They're so busy taking more from America that they're not focused on what they're taking. Because there's no replacement for these power plants. I mean, it's going to be additional cost on top of that, in order to replace that power. And here's another fact. Since the Obama administration came in January of 2009, Americans are already paying on the average $300 more per year, in utility rates to power their homes. It's irresponsible, it's wrong, and for a president who says he wants an all-of-the-above energy plan for America, he's not focused on all-of-the-above. He's only focused on his green energy initiatives and pandering to his environmental left base.
Speaking of that, sir, what do you make of the White House essentially cautioning you and your colleagues against investigating failed loan programs like the ones that went to Solyndra and this Ener-1, which was the battery firm that just went under, saying that the investigations would be a waste of taxpayer dollars?
Well, you know, I'm sure they would like to distract the attention on that kind of thing. We shouldn't expect anything more from a president that continues to overreach and go beyond his constitutional bounds. So I'm sure that they would rather us not do that kind of investigation here in an election year. You know, the president's policies have failed America. He cannot run on his record of economic growth because he hasn't gotten one. And so he's trying now, he's resorting to the politics of envy and division, and that's what he's trying to do, and it's unfortunate.
Congressman, you and I have talked before about some of these regulations. I know the stream one in particular that you were very worried about last year and obviously still are. These regulations that are affecting the power plants now, are those regulations that were dealt with in House legislation that's now waiting in the Senate, or is there new legislation required for this?
Any action that we've taken sits idle in the Senate. I mean, we have made multiple attempts. We've got the RAINS Act that I'm a co-sponsor of and that we voted for. It's called Regulations by the Executive in Need of Scrutiny, and that act would require a complete overhaul of the regulatory process and restrict the administration from moving forward with many of these onerous regulations, and it would return the authority to the people of the United States, but because it would require Congress to vote on regulations that meet a certain criteria in terms of cost to the economy. So we're working hard in the House trying to do that, but trust me, we've got an uphill battle with the Senate because they're not doing anything.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. We know you've got to run and vote. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.